Hey, and welcome to the Mickey and Minutes Podcast, the short Disney show.
Quick conversations, information, and inspiration.
I'm your host, Nick Lazaga.
And I'm Andy Goots.
Let's go!
Hey, what's going on, Andrew?
Nicholas, we're back again.
Again, episode 4 of season 6 of Mickey and Minutes.
It's only been 4 episodes. It feels like so much more.
Yeah, that's because we're doing so awesome. That's why.
What are we talking about today, man?
Dude, today we're talking about snacks. So on the last episode, we mentioned a really cool thing that we've been doing. We've been doing a giveaway. We partnered with Vacations Worth Melting For. We're giving away this popcorn purse. It's from the Disney Eats collection. And so that kind of inspired today's topic.
Because who doesn't love popcorn, right? And I guess who doesn't love snacks at Disney? It is one of the things that they do best.
I absolutely agree with that. So if you're listening to this episode, sorry to tell you the giveaway has ended by the time this episode comes out. And there is a lucky winner out there with a brand new Disney Eats bag. So congratulations to you. But we want to talk about snacks today because doing this giveaway has made us hungry.
So Nick and I have our top 3 snacks that you can get at Disney World, not Disneyland. And we would like to share those with you.
Let's start off just really quick. One that we mutually agree on that is also specifically inspired by our giveaway. That is Disney popcorn.
So good and everywhere.
Yeah. Andrew, rumor has it that Disney sells enough popcorn to pay for their fireworks every night. That's wild.
Where did you hear this?
That's an unverified fact. A la BuzzFeed and Reddit.
So we'll call it an urban legend, I guess.
Yeah, we'll call it that. It's cool to think about, though. And I do believe it because everywhere you walk, there's somebody eating popcorn and there's that delicious smell. But one thing I notice more than the popcorn is the popcorn bucket. Dude, Disney popcorn buckets are a thing. On the last episode, we talked about the Figment popcorn bucket that Chelsea and I got at Festival of the Arts. It's awesome. And Disney has been doing this thing where they release these custom, really elaborate popcorn buckets for all their festivals and just for different celebrations. They've been like, there's been like Cinderella's carriage, Figment, obviously. There's been Star Wars ones. There's been one, dude, it was the Millennium Falcon.
I remember seeing that one.
Yeah. So Disney popcorn buckets, iconic. But Andrew, you're going to start us off with another iconic snack right off the bat. What do you got?
The other most iconic snack I feel at Disney World, which is a staple, is just the classic churro, the churro. For those of y'all who don't know what a churro is, it's just a stick of fried dough covered in cinnamon sugar. There's really nothing else to say about it.
Dude, it's delicious. So do you know where the 12-inch churro that Disney sells came from?
Where it came from? No.
Where the idea for this came from. So in 1985, there was a man named Jim Lohman, and he was in charge of Disneyland Fantasyland area foods. And at this time, Disneyland was opening their version of a teen nightclub in the park. It was going to be called Videopolis.
Okay.
And they were trying to figure out what kind of new snacks they could bring to Videopolis. And so the story goes that Lohman, he went to the Long Beach Grand Prix and he saw a churro vendor there and he was inspired. So he took this idea to Disney and he actually found that exact snack vendor. It was J&J Snack Foods. And he went to them and he was like, you know what? I would love for you to partner with Disney. We got this new nightclub going in and they agreed, but he was like, you know, it's Disney. We got to plus it. Can we make these 12 inches? And he was like, yes. And Andrew, the rest is history.
The rest is history. It's become one of the most iconic snacks you can get at Disney. I mean, they are everywhere at every single park within almost what it seems like 30 yards of one another. The average churro is going to cost you about $6.99. And most of the time, they are just the typical churro that you see. You know, like I said, just a fried stick of dough covered in cinnamon sugar. But there are some worthy specialty churros to mention. One of which is the Crystal Palace at Magic Kingdom. Sometimes on a seasonal basis, we'll have churro Mickey waffles for breakfast. Mm. I mean, even just saying those out loud sounds outstanding. If you want to go to Epcot World Showcase in the Mexico Pavilion at Cantina de San Angel, They have the churro sundaes, ice cream, Mexican flag colored sprinkles, mini churro bites all around a cup. Delicious. Moving on down to the Nomad Lounge at Animal Kingdom, you can find churros with vanilla bean and strawberry dipping sauce, which is also delightful and delectable. At Hollywood Studios, big themed churro, Star Wars blue and red lightsabers.
Are those
flavored, Nick? Do you know? Or are those just typical churros?
I'll be honest with you, man. I haven't had those, but they photograph really well.
They do photograph well.
So I love getting my churros in Frontierland and Magic Kingdom at the Frontierland churro cart. And I must say, I always get the chocolate dipping sauce.
All right. So that was my number one. Nick, what's yours?
All right. So my number one, or I guess if we're counting backwards, number three, I'm going to go with pretzel. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking Mickey-shaped pretzels, and those are found all over the Magic Kingdom, all over Disney World, in fact. And they're usually around, $7.79 upcharge for, like, that plastic cheese dip and sauce, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, Andrew, that's not what I'm talking about today.
Then what are we talking about?
So my favorite pretzel is actually found at Baseline Tap House at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Is this right across the street from the Muppet Pavilion?
It is, yes, in Grand Avenue. So this place is really awesome. It's themed to like an LA bar that supposedly used to be the Figueroa Printing Company. Disney described it as a mom and pop print house. They used to partner with the Disney Studios. The actual backstory of this location is that it used to be the Writer's Stop. Do you remember this? They used to sell like, it was an actual bookstore.
I don't remember it all.
And they sold coffee and stuff. It was pretty cool. Before that, it was actually themed to the Ellen TV show, Ellen DeGeneres TV show.
That I remember.
By the book. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people who were fans of the Writer's Stop miss the original carrot cake cookie that was sold there. But I think a huge glow up for this location, making it the Baseline Tap House. And their pretzel there, dude, it's a Bavarian pretzel served with a beer cheese fondue.
So good.
It's $10, so it's more expensive than your classic Mickey pretzel.
But it's huge.
It's huge. And it's fantastic. And, you can get a beer flight with it and just hang out. I love to just sit there and eat the pretzel, drink my beer flight, and watch the world go by at Hollywood Studios.
It's a really good spot if you need a break and just a place to chill out for a second. Even when we were there with the whole family, we had both of our kids napping up against the railing in their respective strollers while the parents enjoyed a beer, had some nice appetizers. And then right when you're done, it is a perfect walk right to Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah. Andrew, what's your next one?
All right. Coming up next, we have another Disney World staple. And what's so good about this too is just it's so consistent. It's always there. You can count on it when you need it. And that is the cheeseburger spring rolls in Magic Kingdom. So these bad boys are located right in front of the main entrance to Adventureland. It's a bright red wagon. You can't miss it. And there is always a reasonable line. It's never too long or too short. Just people always want spring rolls, but they know what the people want. So they're just busting them out super quickly. You can get two for $9.50, and they come with a fantastic mustard sauce. But like I said, the cheeseburger flavor is always a staple. But depending on the time of year, the season, any sort of festival that's going on at Magic Kingdom or in Disney World, they will pair the cheeseburger spring rolls with another flavor. When we were there, it was a pizza spring roll, which I did not have. I kept it a cheeseburger, but it looked pretty good.
I will tell you that for a Super Bowl party recently, Chelsea made a copycat recipe of these spring rolls. They were a huge hit and just fantastic, man.
Well, Nick, remember that one time that me and my wife went over to your house and we tried to make the cheeseburger spring rolls and it was just an utter disaster. They were so bad. Remember that?
Yeah, man.
And our downfall was we used spring roll paper. We didn't use egg roll paper, which fries infinitely better, is actually made to be fried. And so it is a little deceiving that they're called spring rolls when they're properly, I guess, more like an egg roll than anything else.
But they're like the size of a spring roll. They're small.
That's true. But they have that crispy outside to them that a spring roll, I guess, just doesn't have. It's more soft.
Delicious either way.
But delicious nonetheless. Yeah, exactly. You have your next one is something similar to a spring roll, right?
Yeah, Andrew, I see your cheeseburger spring roll. And I raise you one Hangu Lumpia. So for those of you who don't know, this is kind of a controversial snack in the Disney World sphere.
Why?
So this is a pineapple and cream cheese filled spring roll. And a lot of people don't like it because they have a thing against warm cream cheese. But I will tell you, dude, it's delicious. So you can get one for $3.71 at the location Pongu Pongu at Animal Kingdom in Pandora World of Avatar. It's that little kiosk that's right behind that big suit of armor thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember when this land first opened and you could get two. They've reduced it only to one. I don't know why. But regardless, it's amazing. It's fried. It's delicious. It's soft. It's warm. And you could actually find the copycat recipe of this one on the Disney Parks blog official.
And you were saying that people had beef with this because of the warm cream cheese inside?
That's what I've been hearing. A lot of people are averse to warm cream cheese, I guess. Andrew, have you tried this snack?
I haven't. Actually, you mentioned it, and I never really even knew it existed until you brought it up, but it sounds awesome. So
it's delicious, man.
Lumpia is basically the Filipino egg roll.
Oh, okay.
Which is equally as delicious. Yeah.
Right. Well, I guess on Pandora, they like pineapple in their spring rolls. I will tell you, they just, confirmed, or Bob Iger just confirmed, that an Avatar-themed land will be coming to the Disneyland Resort at some point in the future. Before, they were calling it an Avatar experience. Now they verify that it's an actual land. And if they have Pongo Lumpias there, you will find me there, Andrew. Not to mention the green beer that they have at Pandora also.
Sidebar comment, or I guess topic, does Avatar belong in Disney World or Disneyland?
Oof, there's a whole show that we could do on this topic.
We'll touch that at another pod.
We'll talk about this some other time, but the food, Andrew.
The food is great. The food is great.
Andrew, there's a breakfast item at this same stand that I tried on my last trip. It's a stuffed pancake breakfast sandwich.
Oh.
So the whole outside is a pancake. Inside, it has like a guava paste and sausage and cheese, and it is
at the
incredible.
Same place.
At the same place, yeah. The Pongu Lumpia you can get whenever, okay. But this is this other item is a breakfast item, and actually my breakfast on this last trip was a Pongu Lumpia and this pancake stuffed sandwich. Incredible.
All right, man. Well, I am going to take a turn back to the sweet domain. And my next one is going to be Hog Sorbet served at the Vivoli Gelato stand. So this is going to be in Hollywood Studios right by the Muppet Courtyard. And like I said, this is Hog Gelato, P-O-G, which stands for passion fruit, orange juice, and guava juice.
Bam.
Hog juice. So it's Hog Juice Sorbet. And I got to note, Hog juice in general is not found in the mainland United States. It really comes from Hawaii, where it's everywhere. And like I said, you can't really find it in the continental US. So having it in Disney is a huge treat. You can get just straight Hog juice. At our favorite restaurant, Ohana, and really anywhere in the Polynesian. They have it everywhere. But they turned it into sorbet form. Like I said, at the Vivoli Gelato stand at the Muppets Pavilion, you can get one scoop for $7.50 or two scoops for $8.75. And like I said, it is sorbet, so it is plant-based, so you vegans can enjoy it. Everybody can have some sweet, sweet Hog Gelato. When I was ordering it, I actually convinced the two people in front of me to buy it because they weren't. And I was just thinking, I was telling them, you know, do you understand what you're missing out on by not getting the Hog Gelato? You can't get this anywhere else.
Yeah, dude, it's so good. I'll tell you, I keep up with all this Disney snack stuff. And when they announced this, I was just thinking how amazing it sounds. And you beat me to Disney World, it opened. So you were there. You texted me a photograph of you eating this. Guys, this is actually the cover art for episode 2 of season 6, Andrew's Trip Report. That's the cover, is him eating this Hog Gelato. And I was so jealous. When I got there, as soon as I had an opportunity to, we went over to the gelato cart and I tried one. It really is life changing. I took a picture to mimic your picture as best as I can. I'll post that. Andrew highly recommended it to me. I highly recommend it to everybody on the planet. It's incredible. Hog Gelato, go get some.
I do need to mention a fun fact about Hog juice in general. So Hog juice, when I say the word Hog, Nick, does that bring up anything nostalgia-y in your brain.
Absolutely, man. I am a 90s kid and I played with Pogs all the time. The little round caps.
Precisely.
And you would stack them and then you would slam them with the slammer. Yes,
so
man.
All of that started from back in the day when Pog Juice was originally sold in Hawaii in the cartons that it came from. They had a little cardboard disc on top, and the kids that would get the Pog Juice in their lunches started creating a game from the little cardboard tabs. They called them Pogs, and that is where the Pog Revolution came from during our childhood.
Oh, nostalgia. I actually recently found my Pog collection.
You found your Pogs.
And I'm pretty stoked. I have a Spider-Man Slammer, which all about. It's fantastic.
Do you have the binder or do you have like...
They're in like a tube toolbox.
Oh, the tube, yes.
I have a tube, yeah. An orange tube. Man, that was awesome. Good times.
I want to see those next time. Next time I go over to your house, I really want to see those.
Oh, yes. Next game night, we'll take a break from Lorcana and I'll show you my Pog collection.
Play some Pogs.
Good times. So I think it's only fitting to end on possibly one of the most popular Disney snacks. Part of the
criteria.
Could
you say the most popular Disney snack?
Dude, I think I could. I think I could comfortably say this. Part of the criteria for entering our giveaway was that you guys had to direct message us the answer to a question. That question was, what's your favorite Disney snack? And that kind of inspired this episode. And the answer that I got most often was Dole Whip. And
Dole
that is
Whip.
Also my number one. So again, Andrew, I see your Pog Gelato. I see it. I taste it. It's fantastic. But the people
it's
have
not
spoken.
Dole Whip.
So let's talk about Dole Whip. It's a soft serve pineapple. You see a pattern here? I love pineapple. A soft serve pineapple ice cream, essentially. It is seriously the most iconic snack. At Walt Disney World, you could find it in Adventureland at Aloha Isle for $5.99. You have your choice of classic pineapple or vanilla or a pineapple vanilla swirl. Now, also, this is fat-free, gluten-free, cholesterol-free, and pretty much vegan. Most of the varieties are vegan. And I say varieties because all over property, you could find variations on Dole Whip and other places that serve the classic Dole Whip. Over at Disney Springs, there's a location called Swirls on the Water, mm-hmm. and they rotate out these flavors. Right now, we're coming up on St. Patrick's Day, so they have a pistachio and chocolate one. And
that does not sound good to me. I'm sorry. I don't like pistachios.
I'm not
it's
a pistachio
green.
guy either.
It's green.
But it's green. It's green. Green. The other seasonal one they have right now is a salted caramel. Does that sound better to you?
That's what I'm talking about. There we
go. Okay. It has caramel crisp pearls on it.
Ooh.
So fancy, fancy. You could also get it at the Polynesian. You know, you can get your Pog Juice, and then you can go downstairs to the Pineapple Lanai and get your classic Dole Whip.
That would be like our step one. If you and I stayed at the Polynesian, I would go get my Pog Sorbet or just Pog Juice, and you go get your Dole Whip, and we just sit happily on the lobby chairs just eating our treats.
And then we gorge ourselves on Ohana noodles.
Ohana. Yeah.
That's the perfect Mickey and Minutes day at
Disney
World.
And we could go to sleep so happy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, fun fact here. A lot of people associate the Dole Whip with Disneyland. But even though people claim that Disneyland had it first, I hate to break it to you, Disneylanders, it was actually first served in Magic Kingdom
Boom.
In 1984. Boom. Mic drop. I'm not dropping this mic. This is an expensive mic. 1984 was when it was first served in the Magic Kingdom. Then it came to Disneyland in 1986.
Take that, Disneyland.
Yeah. So Dole took over the sponsorship of the Enchanted Tiki Room from United Airlines. And they came up with this snack for Magic Kingdom. And it just became so popular. And one of the most iconic things that you can do is sit in the Enchanted Tiki Room and enjoy a Dole Whip. That is perfection.
There's nothing better.
We can do that after our meal at Ohana, Andrew.
So, Nick, I brought up how my wife and I tried to make cheeseburger spring rolls for this particular game night that we had at your house. I think it was that same night that you all tried to make homemade Dole Whip.
let me preface this story. So the way that Dole Whip is made, it comes in like a powder, guys. You can order
this. It's got a certain texture. It's like ice cream, but the texture is unique to Dole Whip.
Yeah, dude, it literally comes in a powder. So you make it, and I don't know what happened, but it came out like really weird.
It was just kind of gummy. It just came out a little gummy.
It was not right. That was we're trying to have like a Magic Kingdom themed day together, like the four of us, and just it was fail after fail. But we did play the Magic Kingdom board game.
Yes, we did.
Where this is a classic board game that I happen to own, that you literally, the object of the game is to go around Magic Kingdom and ride attractions and be the first one to ride however many attractions and leave the park.
It's so simple, but it's so fun. It's such a fun game. It was the perfect way to end that night of ambitious recipes that we tried to execute.
Yeah. So I have to say something really quick. The great debate, Dole Whip or Citrus Swirl. Andrew, have you ever had a Citrus Swirl?
Yeah.
Over at Sunshine Tree Terrace at the Magic Kingdom, there is something called the Citrus Swirl. Have you ever seen the orange bird?
Yes, I have. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about now.
That's the mascot of the Sunshine Tree Terrace. Yes. And so another exclusive to Magic Kingdom snack, and it premiered at Magic Kingdom, it's a Magic Kingdom thing, is the Citrus Swirl. And it's basically like frozen orange juice swirled with vanilla soft serve.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's incredible. That's a debate. Chelsea and I disagree on this. I am a Dole Whip man through and through.
Dole Whip is the only answer.
Yep. And she is a Citrus Swirl girl. And that's the great debate, man. So
they are both delicious, but Dole Whip is the only answer.
Yeah. Just for fun, all you listeners, let us know in the comments somewhere on Instagram or on this podcast on Apple or Spotify. Are you a Citrus Swirl person or are you a Dole Whip person? And also, if you didn't get to participate in the giveaway, share with us your favorite snack. You won't win anything, but we just want to know.
We still want to know. It'll make us happy.
Yeah. So this was awesome. Andrew, thanks again for hanging out and talking on the Mickey and Minutes podcast. I love having you on this show, dude.
It's what we do, man.
This is awesome. And everybody else, thanks for listening.
We will see you next time.
Thanks again for listening to the Mickey and Minutes podcast. If you liked it, subscribe and leave a review on Apple or Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Mickey and Minutes and check out mickeyandminutes.weebly.com for show notes and exclusive content.